Every time Lent approaches, and it is coming up this week with Ash Wednesday, I'm always brought back to memories of my own family and all the traditions that we had as a family going into Lent. And I must say, in the Rubling household, Lent was actually kind of fun. So as we were growing up, we started off with kind of the usual Lenten practices. So giving up things like candy, chocolate, sweets, and desserts after meals. You know, the usual stuff. But then my parents started to do a little bit more reading and realized that, you know, Lent is supposed to be not just a time of doing away with something, but rather drawing closer to Christ. So how do we do that as a family? How do we have something we can do that will bring us closer to Jesus? So my mom got creative and she brought out two bowls, two small glass bowls, and filled one with different color beads. And she had a little card in the back of the bowl with, like, she hot glued the different color beads to it and had a little prayer for each color bead. So every time you would do one of these things, perhaps say a Hail Mary and Our Father, perhaps do a spiritual communion at Mass, perhaps do some kindness for your brother or sister without letting them know, you would take that color bead and put it in the empty bowl. And this became quite fun, and the more kids came along, the quicker that bowl got dumped into the other. It was almost a competition. But it didn't just end there. Because we don't just fast for fasting's sake. We fast for something. We have freedom from something to have freedom for someone. So on Easter morning, that bowl of beads would be, you know, magically turned into a giant tub of jelly beans to represent the fulfillment of the sacrifices that we had done. That we would go into Lent offering things up for the Lord, praying to Him, growing closer to Him through sacrifices and through acts of kindness. But there was reward. There was a sweetness, literally and figuratively, to what we were doing as a family. I think this is a wonderful way to, a wonderful image to kind of shift our mind as we go into Lent. To think, Lord, in what ways do you want me to draw closer to you? Are we just going to fast for fasting's sake? Are we just going to diet this Lent? Or are we going to draw close to you? I think we have a wonderful, inspirational example of this in our gospel today with the leper, ironically enough. We must always remember that leprosy was a way in which you got outcast from the community. We see this, don't we, in our first reading, that because leprosy was seen as an incurable disease, you were cast away from the community. You lived on the outskirts of the town or the village. And because of that, you not only were ostracized from your community, but you were ostracized from worship, from God, from that communal prayer. So notice when the leper goes up to Jesus, he does not say, Lord, if you wish, you can heal me. He says, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. And what does to be made clean means? It means that to be made clean is to be brought into the presence of God and to worship with the community. So the leper is asking for two things, a physical cleansing, but also a cleansing of oneself, of one's sins, to be brought back into the community, back into union and reconciliation with God. But what's interesting about the leper, if he lives on the outskirts of the town, if he has been pushed out of the way, in order to approach Jesus in the middle of the city, in the middle of the town, he has to go out of his way. He has to risk something, to do something unusual, to draw close to Christ, even to ask for this healing, this cleansing. And Jesus sees this in him. He sees that risk, that going out of his way to want healing, to want cleansing. And what does he say? I do will it. Be made clean. And the gospel tells us that immediately the leprosy left the man, and he was made clean. Each of us have something in our lives, some leprosy, if you will, some sin, some weakness that draws us away from our community, those people we love most in this world, but also sometimes from God. And sometimes, especially during times of, you know, holidays, it can seem like we are so far away from Jesus, so far away from these relationships. We always know that Jesus is right there. We know that. But sometimes we can feel that he can be far away. Lent is a time, and these Lenten practices are a time where we, like this leper, go out of our way to approach the Lord, to be intentional about going to him and saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. These are what our Lenten practices are, going out of our way to approach the Lord. So as we enter into Lent, we can ask ourselves a simple question. Lord, this Lent, in what ways do you want me to go out of my way to draw close to you? For some of us, this will mean being creative in our Lenten practices. Perhaps instead of merely giving up, say, Netflix for Lent, and you know, giving up screens, perhaps this means not just giving up that, but filling that time with reading scripture, spending time with family, or reading a biography of a saint. Perhaps for some of us, if we choose to turn off music and the radio during our weekly and daily commute, perhaps that means not just that, but that we'd fill that time with praying the rosary or the chaplet of divine mercy, praying for those around us and our coworkers as we get ready to go to work. Perhaps for some of us, it could mean coming to a parish event. Something simple. We don't actually have to put out a ton of effort, but yet it draws us close to the Lord. Something that I'm going to be doing is going to our next Alpha session, which starts on the 26th. And my friends, it's a pretty simple thing, going once a week to watch a movie, to have free dinner, and to have a conversation. And yet, having done it last year, I can guarantee if you're looking for something to draw you close to Jesus, Alpha can be that thing. It is so simple, and yet isn't sometimes the most simple practices that we have are the things that can bring us close to the Lord. We just have to be consistent to go over and over again and say, Lord, I give you this thing. I offer up this sacrifice, this act of kindness, this prayer. Draw me close to you. Ash Wednesday is approaching. We must pray. We must be creative and ask the Lord, Lord, in what ways do you want me to go out of my way for you? Because if we do that, my friends, we draw close to the one who can heal us, the only one who can make us clean. And that if we draw close to him this Lent and we have something to bring before him, we know, we are confident that we will hear the words, Son, daughter, I do will it. Be made clean.